What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Thank you so much for taking the time to hang out. Today, we're going to compare DJI Osmo Mobile versus Smooth Mobile and Smooth Q. Let's do this. All right, guys. So a couple days ago, me and my friends went to Malibu to test out the DJI Osmo Mobile, the Smooth Mobile, and the Smooth Q. And we tested out the gimbals in four different scenarios: stability, motion time lapse, and their active tracking. And then we also wanted to take a look at how robust the app was. What other options do we have available inside the app? Can we stream to the internet? Can we change the settings? So first test with stability. All right, guys. So in my opinion, the camera app is where it's at. Now, this depends on what type of footage you're taking. So if you're not really running or walking or doing anything that might impact the shakiness of the phone versus the gimbal, you might not really need to use the camera app or anti-shake on the ZY Play app for the Smooth Q. Now, the camera app and the ZY Play app add digital image stabilization in the mix. So what it does is that it crops the image a little bit, but it accounts for that extra of movement. So it's very, very useful at the times when you're walking or running or doing any uneven terrain like I was. So definitely the camera app will perform slightly better, and the ZY Play app will give you the option to turn on anti-shake, which is digital image stabilization. Now, motion time lapses is really fun. It's one of my favorite modes. DJI Osmo Mobile and a ZY Play app for the Smooth Q, they're very, very similar. You can just simply go and select your point A to point B, but the ZY Play app gives you the ability to customize some of the sliders for the rotation, all that fun stuff. So depending on the type of shooting that you're doing, you might benefit from the extra customization. If you're not, the DJI Go app is pretty straightforward. It's really snappy. It's very polished. It's one of the better ones out there for me. Now, the Smooth Mobile is pretty special because you can actually create kind of like a freehand pattern, so to speak. So by clicking four times the function button, you can actually select your point A, click the function button once, rotate and carve your path until point B, click the function button again, and it will go back to its place of origin and rotate. You can customize the rotation speeds in the menu. So one of my previous videos, we talked about active tracking. And across the board in all three gimbals, you'll be able to take advantage of this feature. The DJI Osmo Mobile, the Smooth Q, and the Smooth Mobile will also have this feature. It is very, very useful, especially if you're filming family, friends, pets, or whatever you need to do. It also opens up the door for really nice cinematic shots. If you're circling around an object, it's really, really useful. Overall, you'll be able to take advantage of active tracking on all of these, and they work fantastically. Simply tap on active tracking, highlight your target, and then you'll be able to get some really nice shots when you're walking around your subjects. The DJI Osmo Mobile allows you to film up to 4K at 30 frames per second. I usually prefer 1080 60 or 4K 60 for the better motion, but you do have the ability to flip and choose. The app gives you really cool beauty effects where you can change the look of your subjects, giving you a softer skin. You also have the ability to enable manual adjustments. And manual adjustments will let you control the shutter speed and the ISO as well. So it's really, really cool when you're trying to get a little bit more customization and control. You can change your white balance and other basic options like the grid and the flash. Just like the original DJI Osmo Mobile, you have the scene selection. You can do walk mode or sport mode, which makes the gimbal a little bit more snappier in terms of how quick the motors respond. And then of course you have some basic calibration tools. Now DJI Go has native integration with Facebook Live, YouTube Live, and other apps that you might use in different countries, which is really useful if you're doing some Facebook Lives or YouTube Lives and you want your footage to look very, very steady. Let me know in the comment section down below if you think we should do a live with the DJI Osmo Mobile Smooth Q or Smooth Mobile. I might do that. Then you have some of the modes that we've already covered, like slow-mo, time-lapse, motion time-lapse, and hyperlapse, one of my favorites. All right, so the ZY Play app for the Smooth Q gives you incredible control. You can actually customize the motors based on the type of payload that you are carrying. Honestly, for me, this is a little too much. I don't quite use this feature, but I do see how some of you might benefit from having this extra control. Let me know in the comment section, what are your favorite settings for the ZY Play app? You also have some live integration, but sadly YouTube is not one of them. Hopefully in a future update they'll have it as well. In the meantime, you can use the actual YouTube app. Similar to the DJI Osmo Mobile, you have your slow motion, your time lapse, and motion time lapse. So one thing that I didn't know that you could do with the Smooth Q is that you can actually do active tracking while time lapse. So technically you also have hyperlapse. Let me know if you'd like to see a hyperlapse battle. Now, the ZY Play apps regarding motion time-lapse gives you way more control over its competitors. You have the ability to control the autofocus rate. You have the ability to control the zoom rate as well. And you also have the roll control. So as you can see, you have way more control during motion time-lapse with the ZY Play app. So that's definitely something very, very useful that the other apps don't have. Similar to the DJI Go app, you have controls over the resolution up to 4K 30 frames per second. And it also includes a manual control mode similar to the DJI Go app that allows you to control shutter speed, white balance, ISO, all that fun stuff. Now, an extra feature that the ZY Play app allows you to do is that you can remotely control your smooth cue. Right, so if you have another device, you can actually use that other device to control the Smooth Cue movements. Now, the Smooth Mobile app has everything you need in order to film and vlog and do all that fun stuff. You have time lapse, you have slow motion, you have panoramic shots, you can switch back and forth. You have the ability to control your resolution up to 4K 30, just like all the other apps. The one thing that it's lacking is the live integration with other applications like Facebook or YouTube. It does allow you to control the motors just like the ZY Play app, which is really interesting. And for what I know so far, we're about to get some updates that might give you hyperlapse capability. So stay tuned for that. Let me know in the comment section down below, what are your thoughts? Which one's the best for you? I think the DJI Osmo Mobile and the Smooth Mobile fit my style perfectly with that sweet extension capability. Until next time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.